Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, Thursday. What's up? Welcome back. Grant and Danny on the Fan just after 5 o'clock. We're jacked up because we don't do wins and losses. We don't get the schedule and go through and go, oh, they'll win that game, they'll lose that game, because it's a waste of time and no one should do that because the football games are months and months away. You don't know who's healthy, who isn't when the games come. But what we do do and what we will do is if a player is willing to come on with us and go through the schedule, we will absolutely do that. And frankly, I can't even believe one is willing to do it.
It just seems crazy that somebody's willing to put themselves on the line like this.
And to be so candid and everything like that. So without further ado, let's get to the BetQL guest hotline. Welcome onto the show, our great buddy and our good friend, Tressway, the punter for the Washington
Tressway,
Commanders.
Tressway, everybody.
Who's willing to go indeed. Put his name on the line and talk about some of the easy games, the hard games, what he foresees as trouble areas on the schedule. How are you, buddy? Thanks for the time.
Guys, as always, it is just a pleasure. So it's great talking with you all.
Well, it's great to talk to you as well.
Can I just say this before we get started with the exercise? I can't even tell you how I don't think we've talked since this happened. Do you know how much that meant when you were like at the podium? I don't even remember what the event was, but like people were talking to you, right? It was like reporters and folks. And you were talking and you're like, I think it was Grant or Danny the other day on the show. And like you referenced something that we said. That meant so much to me, dude. That was like a huge deal. That made me feel very good. I was like, okay, that's one. You know, like now we need like two or three more people to listen. But it was really, really cool that you said that, man.
Dude, I got to tell you, I just thoroughly enjoy it. It's just fun to now that I officially consider myself kind of a DC guy now. I know I'm born and raised in Oklahoma, but dude, it's almost been a daggum decade and I love it out here. And so I feel like part of the crew just to tune in and listen all the time. So it is my pleasure, man.
You are part of the crew. You're always welcome. Daggum, by the way.
Daggum.
You dropped that's spelled D-A-G-G-U-M, I think.
Ring the bell.
Daggum. Is that how we do that? So. You were at a Nats game last week. I saw you. We're going to get into the schedule in a second, I promise. One of our producers came up. He's like, I think Tressway's here with Cam Cheeseman. He's like, they just walked by me in the hallway. I'm like, really? So I texted him. I'm like, where are you at? You're like, how do you know I'm here, dude? This is like on the DL.
How do you know I'm here, stalker?
And he's like, Cam Cheeseman's the biggest guy I've ever seen. He's huge. And I was like, he better be. They traded up and took him in the fifth round. So apparently he's huge.
Dude, so the one, I was kind of flattered because I was like, oh, man, must be a big deal. Like, I've been spotted. The wife and I, we got invited to go to the Preakness this year, so we're super jacked about that. And I was kind of going a little over the top. I wanted some kind of flashy sunglasses, so we're walking around the mall, and this guy that's helping me look for some sunglasses, he goes, man, has anybody ever told you that you look a lot like Tressway? And I go, dude, it's crazy. I actually have gotten that before. And he goes, man, like, it's uncanny. And I look at the dude, I go, he must be strikingly handsome. And the guy
that's
goes,
the play.
He's like, he's not a bad looking dude. And then the guy goes, I hope I didn't offend you. I go, no, buddy, not at all. And I tell my wife that story. She goes, you didn't tell him? I'm like, no way. I'd rather have some fun with
it. So you didn't? Like, even in the end, you weren't like, it's me?
Unless he's listening to the show right now, my dude at Sunglass Hut, it is me. It was Tressway.
did you buy glasses? Because he could have seen the credit card or whatever.
Listen, here's the deal, man. Sunberg got me these sick brown sunglasses with the blue lens, and they're in freaking Oklahoma. So I was looking for some brown sunglasses with some blue lenses. I couldn't find them. So I'll either have the sun in my eyes or I'm going to have to do a whole wardrobe change, which is this is way out of my league, but that's a whole nother story.
All right, tough break. Well, I'm going to circle back to the Preakness if we have time, but we have been begging anyone. We're like, look, we need one of the players on this team to come on and break these games down. Tell us what you guys are worried about, what you're nervous about. Like, really give us some candid responses. And you stepped up to the plate, so we want to get into a breakdown of the 2022 schedule. Are you ready?
I'm ready, man.
All right, so the Jacksonville Jaguars in week one, I want to know key to the game, like guy to look out for. What do we have to know?
Yeah, so I think that's good. Like going key to the game and a guy to look out for. So, I mean, you got a lot of headlines. I mean, obviously you got Trevor Lawrence coming to town. You got the return of Brandon Scherff. I mean, you never know what they're trying to cook up down in Jacksonville. But you guys, I promise you, the dude to look out for is this dude named Logan Cook. Now he's
I've
a big out.
Logan Cook.
Logan Cook.
Listen. Just hear me out. You asked me for the breakdown, so just give me my piece, and then we can talk.
All
so
right,
this dude is about 6'4", mountain of a man, handsome dude. The dude has a rocket for a right leg. And honestly, he's one of the guys that beats me year in and year out. A net average, one of the best punters in the NFL. And I think the key to this game, week one, coming out the gate, everybody's hyped up, but what gets lost? Field position. So I think field position is going to be the play, man.
Oh, so he's the punter.
Oh.
Yes, punter. Yes.
Oh, okay. I see what he did. What about week two,
Cook.
Danny?
All right, listen. Detroit week two. People are sleeping on this offense.
Yeah, I saw Eric Eager of Pro Football Focus say, hammer the over on 6.5 wins for the Lions. That's a scary matchup.
Like,
Press.
Yeah, Jared Goff, we know the name, but the DJ Chark is there. They draft Jameson Williams. Amon-Ra St. Brown, huge breakout last year. Walk me through that one.
Yeah. Okay. So I think what you can immediately get drawn to is 2016 draft 1-2, Jared Goff, Carson Wentz.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what gets lost in this whole thing is 2019. Very thankful, very fortunate. We had a killer punt team, made the Pro Bowl. 2020. Fun fact: a lot of you guys listening, you don't know that we actually had a better year as a punt team in 2020 than 2019. Reason. Pro Bowl didn't happen in 2020 as this rat bastard over in Detroit, Jack Fox, with an absolute rocket launcher for a right leg.
That rat
in
bastard.
A dome. I mean, this guy, like, as I'm getting a little bit older, I'm starting to get a little bit more, I guess you could say, cranky. And so I'm thinking, all right, you know, some of these rookies, some of the guys that play inside, maybe they're not going to get my vote. Well, we played them in 2020, and holy Moses, can this dude punt the football. And so, I mean, guys, hear me out. I know there's a lot going on. We're going there in week two. Field position is the key, and Jack Fox is the dude to look out for, man.
Wow. So two games in, that's crazy. I know you're a punter, but he's got field position and the punter as the key and the player to look out for. So that's fine, but we'll get into division. Let's get serious here, Tress. We need a real breakdown.
Yes.
Enough with the punter stuff, but let's get to the nitty-gritty. It's the Eagles. It's the Wentz Bowl. Luckily, Philly's coming here for the first time. He's playing his old mates. Nerves going into that game based on the reloaded defense. They just brought in James Bradbury. They traded for A.J. Brown. Like, which of those guys scares you? Who's the guy?
Yeah, so funny you say that. Carson Wentz, awesome dude. Wife, super sweet. We went on a double date with them last night. And we, you know, I like to pry a little bit. I just enjoy just kind of, hey, let's play some golf. Let's have a good time. Let's just get to know each other. And I was like, hey, buddy, you know, They're coming to town. What are you thinking? He's like, dude, this freaking Aussie over there, Aaron Sipos, the punter, you got to keep an eye out for this dude. He's had these preseasons where he just rips off 60 and 70-yard punts, and it's just a matter of time until this dude becomes absolutely elite. And those dudes, I don't – what would you – like, Grant, Danny, what would you guys call that? Because I know across the pond is like the UK. What in the world would you call Australia across half the world, or whatever you like, this dude across half the world,
across
away.
The globe, a world
across
away,
across the globe.
What's up with their pipeline to Australia? By the way, Sevrocka came from there as well. You remember Sevrocka?
I think so, man. I think they got all these little tricky, flicky punts that they freaking do, and I don't know what their deal is, but I'm trying to slow them down and trying to keep it over here. But they're pretty dang good. And this dude, Aaron Sipos, I'm telling you. Like, home game, oh, the Wentz Bowl? No, dude, freaking field position. So keep an eye out, man.
All right, so that's the week three key for you is field position?
No question. No, listen to me, it's not even close.
Wow. Okay, then how about Dallas in week four? You're in the division again. Prescott is hosting you in Dallas.
Huge
Jerry's
expectations.
World. You got that big, it can't be punter, right? Because you got that big screen hanging. If you actually boot it, you're going to hit it anyway. It can't be field position, so what is it there in Dallas?
So in Dallas, the biggest thing is typically, you know, whenever you get, I would consider them North Texas, me being from Oklahoma, all through there, it typically gets pretty windy, especially in the fall. And so, you know, with us playing in the middle of the day there at Dallas, the big key to the game and the question mark is whether or not old Jerry's going to open up the roof mm-hmm. or open up the side windows and let this thing turn into a freaking wind tunnel when you got guys like me where I love playing in the elements. But, man, when you go into the domes, you know that anything goes. And so they got Brian Anger, returning Pro Bowl punter. And I think the big question mark for that game going in is going to be whether or not Jerry opens up the dome or not. So that, I mean, that literally will be a game time decision. I think they have to do it an hour before the game. And we can, you know, we can reconvene at that time and talk again.
How many Pro Bowl punters are there? I mean, how many guys get to go? Is it the whole league gets to go? What do you mean a Pro Bowl punter? You can't just say Pro Bowl punter, Tress.
Don't, Danny. I got to have a Pro Bowl. Please yeah. don't take away from the specialty and how incredible it felt to all go. Right. Listen, they don't just hand these out, man.
Okay.
This dude got my vote last year. This dude is incredible. So, yeah, he went last year for the NFC. I mean, I think we finished up towards the top, and we were in the mix, you know, again as well. But this freaking dude, Brian Anger, I mean, that's what he puts into the ball is some anger. The dude can freaking rocket launch it.
Tressway, punter for the Commanders. Now, look. I get what you're doing, and that was cute. That was fun. We'll give you the first quarter of the schedule that way. We got big games to get to here starting in week 5 with the Titans. This was the AFC
one. Derrick Henry, man.
This is Tannehill with now Malik Willis breathing down his neck. They just drafted him.
Moved on from A.J. Brown. Yep. Now they're bringing Robert Woods. This is huge. Yep. Traylon Burks, first round pick.
We're at FedEx Field. It's October 9th. The place is rocking, so don't field position me. Don't punter me.
Yep.
Like, I mean,
yep.
Is the window open? Is it closed? Like, none of that stuff. This is week 5. This is big boy stuff. Take us inside the matchup.
Yep. So the whole, if I can address the window open, window close, we're at FedEx. Window's always open. That's how it's going to go. You're at our home field. Come play in the crap. That's how it's going to go.
The now, window's always open.
Whenever you look at the Tennessee Titans and you think of the ground and pound, you think of how they're going to come out of guns a-blazing. We have referenced the Pro Bowl a couple of times. When I made the Pro Bowl in 2019, the AFC Pro Bowl punter was Brett Kern. In my opinion, one of the best, if not the best, directional punter in the NFL.
Oh boy!
He asked for me to sign a jersey when we were at the Pro Bowl. And little did he know that I stole how he drops the ball. It's kind of, you know, you got to drop it inside, you cut it, it falls outside. It defies physics, but this dude's really good at directional punting. And I wrote on the jersey, Brett, stole your drop, comma, made the Pro Bowl, period, thanks, Tressway 5. If this dude is dialed in on his directional punting, it doesn't matter if the window's open or closed. He's going to be painting sidelines, and we're going to be back deep. And then, of course, you got to worry about the other factors. But, guys, outdoors, Tennessee, going up against a heavy ground-to-pound team, field position's huge.
I bet you it's field position.
Yeah. I sense something developing here. All right, listen. At Chicago, Justin Fields, year 2, new coaching staff.
Soldier Field.
Or is it whatever they call that now? I know it's probably got a sponsor. It's like used to be Soldier at Soldier
Pepsi
Field.
Pepsi Center, Soldier Field.
Alliance
brought
to you by
Stadium
Coca-Cola at
Mountain
Soldier Day. Place. Bears.
Probably.
Walk us through it.
Yes. So, biggest question mark, us going there in the evening, you always wonder, hey, are we going to maybe get lucky on the wind? It's the Windy City. You know, that guys, I'm super jacked for the games every week. But first thing I do when I wake up and the alarm goes off, even before I take a leak, I check the weather. What's the wind looking like? What are we going to have to be dealing with today? They've got a new draft pick. Now, if we can go down memory lane here, I don't know if you guys even know this. When I started at Chicago as an undrafted free agent, I was doing pretty good those first couple of weeks, and then they drafted a punter. And that feeling of the Chicago Bears, they didn't think I had the juice. So they take to the frickin' draft. Still to this day, I listen to the dang NFL draft on mute because that bum, 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 bum just haunts my dreams forever.
Revenge game! Tressway
revenge game?
Revenge game!
It is a...
You can say it.
It's kind of a revenge game.
Revenge
yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So it's not about field position.
Commanders by 30, let's go.
That's a revenge game.
I think... Oh, my God, it's not field position. It's revenge, yes.
Revenge! Revenge! All right, so let's make it two in a row.
We're
out of field position. We got him thinking differently now.
Yeah. I like
enough
it.
About punting. Like enough. So the Packers, right?
Aaron Rodgers,
October 23rd. You can't even say special teams because they had a terrible special teams. They fired the coach. Right. They lost in the playoffs because they couldn't catch their punter couldn't field snaps. I mean, it was a disaster.
Yeah.
So let's not even worry about that. The real stuff. What do you got for us?
Yeah. So I remember listening to you guys talk about outer range with Josh Brolin. Yeah. And Danny, I remember you trying to sell Grant on it. Grant was having it. I can't wait to watch it. As soon as my wife and I finish Ozark, it's going down. I'm watching Outer Range. I can't wait to watch it. I don't know who y'all's favorite director is or if you guys love the twists and the turns, but I got good news. It is going to be two in a row, if not field position, because that punter that was drafted for Chicago whenever I was there is now the punter for Green Bay. So,
Oh, my God.
Good buddy of mine, Pat O'Donnell, absolute cannon for a leg. But it's always there. He knows he got me when we were in Chicago, and we've been playing together ever since. You know, 2014, we were both rookies, and we've been in the league ever since. But there's gonna be a little something there. Yep,
sounds like revenge game sure. too.
A rivalry game,
maybe, and a super nice guy. I must add, he's just wonderful. But yes, a little bit. Yeah.
Didn't they have a lefty punter who hit it like 100 yards at a time? What happened to that guy?
Tressway.
No, the Packers.
Oh,
am
Jefferson?
I making that up?
Oh, sorry, Grant. I thought you were talking about me. Man, that's awkward.
No, you too. Don't worry.
They
had some guy last year.
Oh yeah, we'll circle back to him later in this breakdown. But yes, you're on the right. You're on the right path.
Okay. Yeah. By the way, this is like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. Somehow Tressway has been in a punting room
and has a grudge against everybody,
or has been in a Pro Bowl with. Yeah, everyone has been a personal affront to him.
He's got his personal investments here.
You know, it's a pretty tight fraternity. So you know, you kind of dip your fingers and toes just about everywhere. You know what's going on.
Okay.
All right. We got to talk about this one.
Yeah. And by the way, people are listening. Fans like they're checking in for this. Tress. I mean, come on, give us something here that's not like punting heavy.
At Indianapolis, Carson Wentz. Yes. We all know where he just was. Tress.
Yes. Cannot wait for this game.
This is must-see TV. All right? Break it down.
Yes. Yes. So, got to play in Indianapolis in 2014, and the great Pat McAfee was the punter for the Indianapolis Colts. And I had a pretty good day that day. He had a great day that day. And I went to meet my parents after the game, and my dad looked at me and he said, "Son, I'm very proud of you. You're killing it. But that dude over there, he's elite." And so ever since then, I have thought about going back into Indianapolis and trying to put on a show. They have a bomber of a punter in Rigoberto Sanchez.
That's
and the
guy.
Dude can hammer the ball. And I'm kind of pumped to meet Blankenship, and I want to know if he wears the specs and the goggles in the game and if he's just laser-focused like it appears to be on TV. But going in there, praying to God in the dome, does that one even open? Whether or not it opens
it
or not.
It doesn't open.
I don't think it opens.
That's a closed-door dome.
Done. See? Confidence sky high. You know, remember what I said earlier about I wake up, I check the weather?
Yep.
Nope. Hey, might as well just be freaking raining, pouring, wind, whatever. Take it down. I don't care. We're inside. Let's let it rain.
So what's your key to that game?
Yeah, field position.
Damn it.
Dang it, Tress. He field positioned us. All right, here we go. Fire it up, Darius. November 6th, 2022, 1 o'clock. Back me, hell
you
of
know
a
this.
Good dip,
yep.
Chips and dip, Kirk Cousins and the Minnesota Vikings coming back to FedEx Field.
Yes.
People still hate me because I said he didn't suck. I was right. You were wrong. Wear it. Each and every one of you apologize immediately. He's coming back to FedEx. Revenge game.
Yes.
People are shocked this guy can walk and chew gum because he's like nice and doesn't curse. So let's act
That's
like
right.
he's a jackass and make fun of him every
That's
chance
right.
we get.
That's right.
Key to the game.
Key to the game is we have another Aussie punting for the other team. But
God.
More importantly,
what is?
Just listen to me for a second. You asked me the question.
I'm sorry.
They have this Aussie who can bomb the ball, and he's got all these funky punts. And then over there on the coaching staff, obviously some that we have crossed paths with in the years here, my special teams coach for the first 6 years of my career is now the assistant special teams coach over there. So a little chess versus checkers. I'm trying to play some mind games against the guy that groomed me first coming into the league. So I get it. Kirk's coming. We got the Vikings home game. But guys, I'm telling, just be willing to admit that, oh my gosh, Tress might know what he's talking about. It's field position. And it's going to be me and this Aussie going toe-to-toe, me going against an old coach, and we're trying to pin the, oh, yeah, hey, Kirk Cousins. Come. Well, let's pin him back as far as we can.
Right. No, that's true.
Pin him deep, yeah.
That makes sense.
Pin him deep.
What week are we on, Dan?
That's only week nine.
Week nine.
We're halfway
so we
through
still
the schedule.
Have some games to ask you about, and I want to talk about the Preakness. Can we continue this in a minute, Tress?
Yes.
All right.
Will you promise to not just do field position every time?
If people come back to listen on the other side of this update, they need to get the real content. So can you make that promise?
Fair. Thank you for your patience.
Okay.
I don't know if he made the promise or not. We're going to try it again. We're going to run
it
back.
Thank us.
We got to talk Texans. We got to talk Falcons, Giants, and the Preakness. He's going. I want to know if he's going to wear a seersucker suit. Tressway, Grant, and Danny coming back on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back, Grant and Danny on The Fan. So we'll put last segment behind us. We got, and we'll give Tressway credit. We tip our caps. We had him on. He said he was willing to break down every game. He did a lot of talking about punters and field position. But we've made sure our producers got with him during the break. Ryan and Darius kind of explained, look, this is a really important radio show, big deal in D.C. A lot of people are listening. They expect real analysis and insight. Tress has apologized. We're bringing him back on the BetQL guest hotline now. Tressway on Grant and Danny, live on The Fan. Tress, you reset here? You're good? You got back to your corner? You got a little water? You're good to go?
Yes, and guys, you have to understand that. I got a little excited. I mean, I know that May and we got fall to look forward to. I just, you know, we're firing up practice soon. I just got a little jacked up. So, I'm sorry.
No, it's
fine.
Don't apologize.
Please,
two
stress.
Segments with us.
Okay.
Fun.
Okay.
You know?
Do not. Yeah. Honestly, like we did not take it personally.
It's all
good. It was inappropriate, unacceptable, all those things. But we, as far as personally, we didn't take it that way. We took it as kind of you missed the point of what we're trying to do. And that's fine. So
yep.
We're cool. Everything yep. We're cool with on our end. You're cool on your end. It sounds like.
I'm just a little embarrassed, but I'm looking forward to hopefully saving face a little bit.
Yeah, salvaging the segment.
Got it.
All right, so we are on to week 11.
So this is
the music, Darius.
Yeah.
Live in front of the nation, Danny. I welcome you into Monday Night Football, Joe Buck, alongside Troy Aikman. We make a combined $70 million this year.
Because everything is reasonable.
To call this game. The Commanders in Philly. Carson Wentz is going back to take on the Eagles. You just had dinner with this guy last night with he and his wife. Yep. Biggest story in football in November, maybe. Break it down.
So when you go to Lincoln Financial Field, they used to have these spindles, these little spinning things on top of the frickin' stadium that would just, oh, you could see how much the wind was blowing, or if it wasn't blowing that much, they would kind of stand still. And, you know, those are gone. So I think the biggest question mark going into that game is what kind of conditions are we going to have to play in? The wind that myself and the Aussie Aaron Sipos were going to have to figure out on the field. It's just kind of hell on earth for us as punters coming out there, getting locked in. You know, you got all the music playing, you got ESPN there, but at the end of the day, where the offense starts their drive is what's going to matter. And I just hear me out on this one, just for Monday Night Football, that one in particular. That field position.
It sounds like the other.
That one in particular, he said.
But the other.
He's like, don't worry. Yeah. Next time, different. This time, this one specifically. Very specifically.
Yes. Yeah, you don't know what the wind's going to do. Those spindles are gone. So it's just kind of, that's the game within the game, man. You just got to trust me on that.
Will you give him that one, Danny? He's making the case just specific to not having those things at the top of the stadium that help him.
No, sure.
I will give him that one.
Respectfully, I'm not going to.
Okay.
There's way bigger. But listen. Okay. At Houston. Yeah. I'm almost afraid to ask. Sunday, November 20th at Houston.
Hit the music, Terrace. Week 11. It's a Fox game.
Week 11. Yeah. Is it a Fox game? Yeah. Probably is, right?
It is a Fox game. They're in Houston. Well, Danny, give us some details.
Houston Texans. They have football players. I know Davis Mills is there. Who's going to be quarterback by that point? Who's going to line up? I have no idea what to expect from Houston this year.
Have they fired their coach again yet?
Right.
Nobody knows.
What are we doing? It was chaos last year. What are you thinking?
Yeah. I'm so sorry. I know that I talked about at Philly. You had the spindles, and you got to worry about the wind.
I
got wrapped up in the segment. I forgot that Houston was next week, and that's in a dome. That's a level playing field. It knocks out all conditions, and the field position is going to be huge. If we stop them, they got an old punter from Philadelphia. You know, Cameron Johnson, nice dude, and just. It's going to be just Rocket Launch City. You're in the dome. Let it freaking rain. And I forgot. I forgot that the dome was after Philly. I'm so sorry.
Well, there's a dome team after them, Atlanta, but they'll be out of the dome at home.
I'm skipping the Falcons.
You're going to skip the Falcons?
I'm getting ahead of I'm zigging where
he's zagging. What he's going to do.
I see what he's saying already, and I'm moving past the Falcons.
All right, go to New York.
Oh, Launch City. It's FedEx Field. Windows always open. Yes. Falcons. They have a punter. I don't care
Puma
about
Puma,
let's
rage. Kicking bombs.
Not even.
Okay.
I am going to. You know what I'm doing, Danny?
Do it.
I'm audibling at the line. I'm making him uncomfortable to get him out of his flow here.
Do it.
Back to back games against the Giants, December 4th, ahead of a bye.
Yeah, here we go.
Then December 18th, Daniel Jones, terrible against everyone
except Washington.
Just looks like he is Peyton Manning against the Commanders. This is division. Yep. 2 games, 3 weeks. It's like a series. It's like high school football when you play a team in your final week and then in the first game of the district playoffs.
Crazy.
Commanders, Giants, Fox, East Rutherford.
Crazy.
Go.
Yes. Coming in, obviously, kind of a little bit of a home-and-home exchange with the Giants. Don't know how that shakes up and the whole scheduling thing. You know, a lot of people fail to realize that even us in the locker room, we learn the schedule as soon as everybody else learns the schedule. And I just remember thinking, I'm not sure what's up with that, but, I mean, whatever. We'll play them in a few weeks, so sure, go for it. Play them twice in 3 weeks. Let's roll. Guys, just hear me out on this dude. Oh. His name is they call him the Scottish Hammer.
No.
His name is Jamie Gillen. He's a lefty like myself. He's a punter.
No.
Oh, God.
No.
I just this dude is yoked, and he has a flow that almost touches his butt crack. He's just absolutely shredded and puts fire actually into the ball when he punts the ball. We got 2 windows open games at MetLife, at FedEx. I just think hey, can we slow down Daniel Jones and all of his crap that he's going to try and pull on us when playing against us by backing him up deep? And then can we shove it down their freaking throat if he backs us up deep? It's just the game within the game, man. It's the chess. It's the moves. It's the pieces. I just hear me out. Scottish Hammer, got the flow. Keep an eye out.
Scottish Hammer. Is that the best punter nickname?
Does he have a Scottish accent, like, for real? Or is he just Scottish ancestry?
He is full sin Scottish. Like, this is, I'm not messing around. This dude,
that's awesome. Scottish
actually, Hammer. Scotland, yes. Rules.
Like a quick bet, like a quick side to the
give
bit.
Give me a Scottish guy. Tell him for Chris,
I do not like Chris Way. He's talking lots of yin yang down there in Washington with Grant and Danny. Both pudgy, I might add.
That's wicked. That dude is a Scottish dude that kicks in the NFL. That's awesome.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to give him one more chance.
I'm pausing my frustration how cool that is.
Do you want to give him one more chance?
Yes, of course, like Biggie. Give him one more chance.
Let's give him his last shot.
Yes.
I'm going to skip ahead to week 17.
Have to.
Big one.
FedEx Field.
Yep.
Cleveland Browns. This is a CBS game. This is my intro. Best intro in football. I'm steamed up. Hello again, everybody, and welcome into FedEx Field. Ian Eagle alongside Rich Gannon, where we are about to take on the great Commanders and the Cleveland Browns live on television. Let's go down to Tressway for more.
Yes. So, guys, Grant, this one's on you, buddy, because you asked about the lefty that could launch the ball 100 yards.
Oh, no.
From Green Bay.
He's in Cleveland.
Buddy, I'm so sorry. He's in Cleveland.
Oh,
and
God.
I can't wait. I can't. His name is Corey. Just a nice gentleman. But I got to ask him, dude, are you just a total jerk to your agent? Because you've gone from Buffalo to Green Bay to Cleveland. Have you just thought to go somewhere warmer? Or are you just seeking out the worst conditions imaginable for a punter? And so I just think this dude in Cleveland, coming to FedEx. I mean, like, most punters that we play on the road that are in a desirable spot for a specialist of, hey, indoors or in some warmer weather. I freaking love when they come to FedEx because it's like, yeah, welcome to where the windows are always open, bro. Let's roll. This guy's going to be like, oh, man, thank God I'm going to FedEx in week 17 because I get a break from Cleveland or Buffalo or Green Bay. And so I just, once again, game within the game. This dude, he's got a rocket launcher for a left leg. I'm trying to keep my rocket launcher for the left leg, and we can go toe-to-toe with the dude that you brought up earlier in the second, Grant.
Two observations.
Wow.
I feel like there are a lot more lefty punters than there used to be because, like, half the guys you mentioned were left-footed. And the other is, like, I feel like you've got a lot of rivals. Like, you're like, oh, he's a nice dude, but there's some bubbling, festering disdain and hatred and like, darkness inside when we talk about some of these guys. Do you have a rival?
I don't know if I necessarily have a rival except for anybody that's across the field from me. My goal is for them to look at me and go, gosh dang it, he got me again. And that is just, that's my goal. This is my cross to bear. It's the edge I have. I'm sad to say I even have it with my children. Like, if we play basketball, I swat my son's jump shot in his face, and I said, you better leave the weak stuff at home and bring it to the rim how you should, son.
How old is he?
It's just, he's four.
Yeah.
He's four. Yeah.
Understood.
Yeah.
But, I will teach the boy.
What are you going to wear to the Preakness?
All right, dude. So I've got a pretty sweet pastel floral shirt with a white bow tie, white pants, little light gray jacket.
Excellent.
And I still haven't found my freaking glasses. And that dude hopefully is listening right now. And he goes, oh, my God, that was trustworthy. I should have helped him harder for the brown glasses. But I'm still not sure what I'm doing on the shades game. But I am pretty pumped to go, man. Never been.
Well, we owe you a thank you.
Seriously.
That was quite a breakdown.
Thanks, buddy.
I mean, it wasn't quite what we were looking for, but I enjoyed it nonetheless. Yeah.
And Thank you.
I guess the last question for you is, what's the key to the Preakness?
So my wife and I have been talking about that. When we get there, you know, what do we go with the catchy names? Do we go with a number that sticks out? Do we go with the color arrangement maybe that the jockey's rocking? Oh, crap. Guys, I think it's field position.
Just
hear me out. Where the slots that they're in, the conditions that come into play. Danny, is the window open or closed at the Preakness?
It's open.
It's always open.
Open?
It's freaking open, man. Yeah. So you got where they're lined up. Mm-hmm. What's the wind doing? What's the heat doing? Mm-hmm. Where are they at? And just, I'm telling you guys, everybody listen, I'm a fantasy owner, okay? I have multiple fantasy teams that I do every year. But the game within the game is the field position. And I just hope you guys and everybody listening moving forward, you just get a whole new way to look at the game.
Tress, you're our guy. We love you.
Love you, buddy.
We've loved you for a long time. You be well.
Guys, that was a blast. Thank you for having me on.
It was a good time.
See you, dude.
Enjoy yourself this weekend in your...
He caught me with that last one.
...non-seersucker suit. Grant and Danny on the fan with you until 6:30 tonight. Barry's for Luga on the Nats being worse than we anticipated. Coming up in 15 minutes at 6.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Saw this funny story. I don't even know where it came from, but Tiger Woods was talking about playing with John Daly back in the day. You know John Daly a little bit.
Of course, yeah.
So everybody loves him. He's like the dude that does not look like a professional athlete, big, hefty. And now he kind of looks like Santa Claus. Like he's older, he's got a beard, he's got gone white hair, whatever.
He's seen some stuff.
So apparently there was a 100 degree day. They say 107. I don't know if that's true or not, but where Tiger was playing with Daly, okay? And this was at the PGA Championship, which is going on now, like years ago. And the way that the story goes is Tiger Woods asked Daly after, because like golfers, man, they're out for 4 hours plus. They're playing their 18 holes. They're just guzzling water on these super hot days, 100 plus degrees. And he says to John, he says, how much water did you drink during that round? He said, I didn't drink any water, but I had 13 Diet Cokes.
Hydrating.
Is there any, like, I love soda more than anybody. Mm-hmm. When I'm really, really hot or I'm outside, like, soda does nothing for me. Now, I'll eat food and I'll always have soda with food. So, like, if I'm at a Nats game and it's 100 degrees, give me a chicken dinner basket and fries and give me a souvenir fountain Coca-Cola or Coke Zero or something, all in. But just, like, the idea of a can of Coke just walking around outside in the heat,
mm-mm,
or even worse, like a bottle of Coke when it's just hot outside, that does, even for me, that does nothing for me. He pummeled like 13 bottles of Diet Coke.
Remember in the summer at King's Dominion, for some reason, like all you wanted was a soda when it's like 105 and you're wet because you were, you know, close to the, whatever, that log ride that splashed up that gross water on you. I don't know, man. I had so many sodas and I like I always got because it was such a special treat, but I probably should have been drinking water the entire time. Not a great story by me, but it just reminded me of that where like I was so hot and that was the only time I wanted soda was when I was that hot. But generally, yes, just give me all the water and all the Gatorades.
All right, last time there was a big anniversary in DC sports, I spent way too much time trying to get you, Darius, and Ryan to guess it. So I'm not going to do that this
time. Max Scherzer's 20 strikeout game.
That was not again today. That was a couple weeks ago when we did that.
Damn it.
Do you know what was 4 years ago today, though?
So May
19th, 2018. Four years ago today.
Capitals beat the Penguins.
No, I wish that was true. Your boy Juan Soto debuted for the Washington Nationals.
Oh, yay.
At Nationals Park. Now, he played his first game. He got an at-bat at the end of the game. I think he struck out. And then the next day, he played in his first game and he hit a bomb. I actually went and saw his first game at Nats Park. It was like a day game on the weekend, I think I remember. I'm thinking it was the San Diego Padres. Don't quote me on that, but that would be my guess if I remember just top of my head. But think about that. As we were talking about yesterday, the idea of possibly having to trade Juan Soto at some point, and that's a sad thing to think about. 4 years ago today, we have had 4 years of one of the great stars in baseball to watch him day in and day out do his thing with the Nationals at the major league level. He's still only 23.
I know.
He is still one of the youngest players in the league. I can't remember the exact stat, but we were blown away by it when we were talking about it in the first week of the season. It was something like he was like the third youngest player in the National League in an opening day lineup or something. Like Juan Soto. Makes no sense.
So it's super weird because there was a suspended game against the Yankees from May 15th.
Correct.
That they then picked up later, and he played in the later game, but not the first game, right?
And he homered in that game.
In the later one, yeah.
So technically his first home run was like 2 months before he ever got called up, which is really, really weird.
Yeah, you figure out how that works. And then looks like one at bat against the Dodgers.
NL West, okay.
Dodgers, yeah. That. Then they played the Padres the next series.
Did he punch?
Way. Yep.
See, one strikeout. So he homered against the Padres the
yes,
next
he did.
Day. Okay, that's what I'm thinking. I was sitting at Black's Bar in Bethesda, eating a pork chop, getting ready to do a Capitals pregame show, and your boy watched him hit his first ever home run while at that bar eating that pork chop.
So when you went home, you had to come back from where?
From Bethesda!
See what I'm saying? Like you were in Good Bethesda point. And you had to get home from there.
I was doing a TV show yeah. for the Capitals on NBC Sports Washington.
From Bethesda!
In Bethesda. That's
where
right.
the studio is? Yeah.
The studio was at 7700 Wisconsin Avenue in Bethesda.
From Bethesda!
And I was sitting at the bar eating a pork chop, and there was the Nats game right up there.
Right there.
And I remember the day before I went, because I was like, we got to go see this guy. We got to go see Juan Soto. And then my parents came up and everything. They were in town, like, rarely, and I made them go to the Nats game because it was my first chance to see him in the big leagues. And then he didn't play. They're like, are you sure?
I don't.
Are you sure you're right?
I'm
going
to choose not
guy?
To believe you next time.
Yeah, they're like, I don't get it. Well, no one believed me because I'll make this really short because I know we got to go.
Mm-hmm.
No one believed me. But a week before that, I made my wife go to the AA Bowie Bay Sox against the Harrisburg Senators because I told her, she's like, we just can't. It's going to rain. We don't have anything to do with the dog, whatever. And I was like, we have to. It's our only chance to go see this guy, Juan Soto. He just got called up to AA. If I don't get to see him tonight, I will not get to see him all year. He's going to be in AA. They go back to Harrisburg. He's like 2.5 hours away.
And
whatever.
That's it, honey. That's it.
He was in Harrisburg for like 5 days. They called him up to the Nats. And I remember when I said he just got called up to the Nationals, my wife was livid.
Yeah.
Because she's like, we had to go all the way to Bowie. We had to watch the game because you said it was the only time all year you'd see him because he's going to be stuck in Harrisburg. And I was like, I didn't know seven of their outfielders would be hurt.
I did say that. I did.
So there was a lot of people not trusting me at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Berries for Luga on the Nats. We can also ask him about golf, which is going on a big tournament right now as well. We'll do that next on G&D.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.